Step into a world of adventure and join our players in Waterdeep Dragon Heist. We are thrilled to have you, but we'd be even more thrilled if you became a patron of our podcast on Patreon. I'm Dungeon Lord Jay, and this is Quest.
Well, darlings, it's good to see you back here for another week. I know it's been some time since we last saw each other down here at the Lonely Leviathan. We got into some interesting situations last week. This is Reginald Stormsong IV, alternate persona of Cameron Ezekiel Leon. Last week, we saw a gang get mixed up with some nice work with the Blackstaff, joined up with Forest Gray. And now our adventurers have a nice little job on the back burner in case they need to get through with something. They went and met Davil down over at the Yawning Portal and got some information about some issues going down with Zentara. A little mix up with some families, but more work coming their way. Found out about some grisly murders going down in the Dark Ward. Seems elves are turning up lifeless everywhere you can look. That brings our trusted group of fine fellows down to the Lone Leviathan, finding some shady people, some good conversation, even a man with a peg leg. The gentleman we're looking for has been around these parts tonight. They found the first victim was a barmaid, half elf, and that the most latest victim was also an elf. We find our gang sit back down in the Lone Leviathan, about to have a conversation with a lovely dwarf woman by the name of Mara.
The sounds of clanking tankards, boisterous laughter, and the faint strains of a sea shanty sung off-key fill the air of the nautical-themed tavern, the Lone Leviathan. Sailors and dock workers crowd around sturdy wooden tables, shouting and sharing stories of a hard day's work. Dim lanterns hanging from the ceiling cast flickering light over Magic Dan, Cam, Talon, and Elle as they navigate the lively tavern. Amidst the bustling crowd and raucous atmosphere, the group is deep in their ruse and an investigation of a series of gruesome murders in the Dock Ward centered around this very tavern.
Cam, in his persona of Reginald, is going to approach this dwarf woman by the name of Mara and see if he can strike up a conversation with her as, you know, best as he can. I think before he goes over there, he's going to go grab another drink on his good friend Elle's tab. Another two drinks. And walk over to her, put one of the ales down on the table and say, "Well, how are you this fine evening?"
You will see before you a dwarf woman in her what appears to be early 20s. She has red hair that falls down over her shoulders in braids, and she has sideburns that run down the sides of her cheeks, and she currently has a series of papers and parchments and a ink vial and quill that she is scrawling on these papers. When you approach her, she looks up towards you.
"Can't you see I'm busy here?"
"Well, I can see you're mighty busy. I figured I'd come and offer a helping hand. I'm quite good with documents myself."
"I don't think I need your hand."
"Well, how about a keen eye, then?"
"Can you leave me alone, please?"
"Well, I could leave you alone, but then I'd see a fine-looking woman with burning red hair."
"Are you fucking flirting with me?"
"Well, if I'm guilty of anything, that might be it."
"Get away from me, you creep!"
"Why don't we take a step back here?"
Please, take several!
I'll take like two or three steps back and like calmly hand over one of the drinks I had like purchased on Elle's tab over to her and say, "Just a kind gesture. I was just looking for some conversation and some happenings about the area, but if you're busy, you're busy. Maybe I can come back later."
She eyes the drink skeptically and takes it. Sniffs it a little bit.
This is ale.
Oh, it's one of the finer ales I've heard in the establishment.
She'll knock it back and drink the entire thing in one go and slam it down on her papers.
Well, color me impressed.
Do you have any more for me? Maybe a couple more. I might find your knife ears attractive or something.
Well, let me go see how big this tab is I got going.
And I'll Camo, like, hurriedly make his way over to the bar and be like, six more ales. I'll grab these drinks and, like, come over with them on a tray, like, put them down, and then I'm going to attempt to slam my drink in response to hers. I think it's going to look a lot sloppier, like, there's some spilling on him.
Sure.
Like,
make a constitution saving throw.
15.
Okay, not bad. You get about halfway through, and the bubbles become a little bit too much for you. So you put it back down, take a breath, and continue it.
I'll finish it and, like, slam it on the table, and I'll be like, I do have a lot to learn from you. I don't think I can be nearly half as good as getting these back as you could.
You want something, don't you?
Just a friendly conversation, some information, and a great company.
Cam, I want you to make a persuasion check.
17.
Okay. She will say, I don't reckon you're wanting to date me. I reckon you want some kind of information.
Well, I see you've seen right through me.
What do you want to know?
Well, I hear tell there's been some grisly affairs going on with, you know, some of the workers here and some elves down in this district. I was just seeing if you had any information I can look into this further.
You with the City Watch?
No, I do have some accolades, but I'm working as an independent contractor right now, as it were.
Every night I drink here. And on my walk back to the lodge, I usually stop and smoke me pipe on a bench a little ways from the Leviathan, facing the harbor. Just to enjoy the view. The night of the second murder, I did notice something, though. I seen a strange symbol etched onto the dock's railing. Hadn't been there before.
What kind of symbol did you see out there, if you don't mind me asking?
It was a symbol of a spider. A spider with a compass in its abdomen.
That is a mighty strange symbol. That didn't ring any bells to you?
Not that I know of. But I also found, I found this.
And she pulls out from a side pouch a piece of dark, torn cloth, maybe an inch by 2 inches big. And she'll sort of slide it across the table towards you.
Well, this is mighty. Does it look like it came from, like, a cloak? Or okay. Yeah.
Well, this is mighty interesting. This, along with the symbol you may have found, have been of great use to me. Can I hold on to this cloth? Would that be all right?
Well, for these 5 drinks, I reckon so.
I mighty appreciate it, and I'll do you another kindness. I'll leave you alone now.
Praise Morden! About damn time!
And I'll give her a little smile, and I'll walk back over to find L and Tay.
Are you just going to let him spend all your money?
Sometimes you have to pay money to get the information that you need.
That's a lot of money.
Sure.
How much could it cost, Michael? $10?
How much is a banana?
You'll hear Talon say, rich bastards.
And I'll kind of like saunter my way up and kind of like lean into the, like, I'm assuming you guys are like sitting next to each other, or are you guys across the table from each other?
I think I'm sitting and he's like standing guard at the table.
So I'm going to kind of, I guess, lean into L because I'm here as his like bodyguard. Lean into him and say, do you know anything about a spider symbol with a compass on it?
L, why don't you make me a history check?
That's an 11. I thought I rolled a nat 1, but it was a 7.
Can I give him a bardic? I know it's a little late for it.
Sure.
Okay, I'll give you a bardic, which is a d6 right now.
That turns that to a 17.
Oh, wow. Okay. What did I say? Spiders as symbology in a religious sense generally represents Lolth, the demon queen of spiders, who is primarily worshipped by drow. And you would know that as an elf
being this sort of scourge between elves and drow. However, this specific symbol with a compass in the abdomen does not, you do not recognize that.
Usually when it comes to spiders and elves, it's drow, but I've never heard anything with a compass in it.
That is mighty interesting.
Yeah, especially with the story from Pegleg P where he saw the darkish elf. I don't know if we want to fuck around with drow.
I mean, that's the job.
He did say we could fail it.
I've never known you to back down from a challenge, El.
El, we got this.
Have you ever seen a drow? They're gonna fuck us up.
I've seen some mighty strange things in my passings through different lands. I'm sure we'll be all right.
I mean, I'm along for the ride, but it's fucking drow, man.
Dan, what are you doing at the bar? Are you, like, asking any questions or doing anything at the bar?
Currently, I'm drinking, trying to observe, like, the crowd, try to see if there is a spot. What is going on, like, crowd? Well, like, what are people doing generally?
There's people clanking tankards and singing sea shanties. But there is a section of the bar sort of cordoned off for gambling, like arm wrestling matches and dice games and card games and stuff like that.
All right, I'm going to go over there and try to find one of the card games that are open.
Do you want to sit in on a card game for real?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you have money?
I have 8 dragons.
Holy shit, okay. Yeah, you can walk into this little section of the bar, and there actually is a table that's collecting the pot right now that you could, with an open seat, they're playing cards.
I walk up to the table, and I look at them, and I go, "Hey, fellas, you guys got room for one more in your game? Your old pal Magic Dan's here to win some money."
So you will see a dealer who's just a human. He's kind of salty beard. Also at the table, there is what appears to be a half-elf sailor who is incredibly drunk. And a male dwarf with this big, long black beard that he has tucked into his pants. And a female human with red hair that's tied up in like a ponytail. And she's got the handkerchief tied around the top of her head. And they're all three sitting at the bar. They're all three sitting at this card table, and the drunk half-elf will be like,
"Yep, yeah, you can just come on. I'm winning anyways."
"Oh, well, thank you, friend. Let me let my cat out here. Meowsalini on the table." Meowsalini comes out of my cloak and kind of just sets up near me.
It's a cat. He's so cute.
Careful, she can be a biter.
The dwarf and redhead woman do not appear to be as pleased as this drunk half-elf.
"So, I take it this drunk fella's winning all your money because he's using his drunk powers."
"He has not won a single game."
"Well, he seems pretty pleased with himself. Anyway, deal me in."
The dealer begins dealing out the cards. It's a 3 dragon ante, as that is the game that you are playing.
"Oh, man, you guys like it pricey. I don't know how many hands I can make, but let's do this."
While you are playing this game, are you trying to suss out any information?
I look over at the drunk half-elf and is like, "Man, I heard you might need to be careful, feller. Somebody's been running around killing elves around here. You heard anything about that?"
I have no idea what you're talking about. I got here this morning."
"Oh, wow. You are pretty toasted. I don't think he knows anything about that. Hey, you guys hear anything about this elf killing around here?"
The dwarf will lean in very conspiratorially, and he'll say,
"I noticed a suspicious figure in a strange black cloak before the most recent murder."
"Oh, you did, you say?"
"Yeah, I seen him. And when I left around closing time, I was walking alone when I heard an explosion."
"An explosion? What, they blow him up?"
"It was a terrible crack snapping noise. Kaboom!"
"Calm down, Marshall, it's fine." "Oh, that sounds like someone was using magic."
"I thought so, too, but it was more confined than a thunder wave explosion, but still very loud."
"Huh. Wouldn't be surprising that these murders are being committed for some sort of magical purposes. That was about the time of the last murder, right?"
"Yeah."
"All right. Well, I've got everything I need to know. Come on, Yashley, let's bail." And I grab my three coins off the table and I just boogie. Meowth lady just jumps onto my back and just follows her or just stays on me as I go.
The redheaded woman jumps up like she's going to do something about it, and then she just sits back down.
Got him with the old three-card Monte.
You can return to the table with the rest of your party.
Hey, fellas, what have you been finding out? I got all sorts of information. Possibly he's using magic to kill these people. They heard a big old thunderclap right when one of the murders went down. What have you guys found out?
Hell, would a drow be very astute in magic?
They're very well-versed in magic. How many people have died?
That I do not know off the top of my head. That'd be some information we should glean.
So you guys have been just walking around this entire time and haven't even asked how many people died?
I got some good information. What have you been doing, my
friend? Yeah, I've been doing great.
I've been funding this entire fucking operation.
I found out about the spider with the compass. I found out about the black cloak, right? I got even a little piece of it right here, and I'll, like, pull it out of my pocket.
Oh, you have somebody's sock. That's great. How many people have died?
We shall find that out momentarily. Let's hear what Magic Dan has to say.
What do you have, Magic Dan?
Oh, I already said it. It was the explosion. But there's a drow? I didn't think they came to the surface.
Dan, you know anything about a black spider symbol with a compass in it?
Ah, not a clue. I just know the drow are bad news.
Yeah, they're terrible. So what do we know so far? There was two people that have died so far. There was a dark-skinned person with a grin. And then there was an explosion. And then a piece of cloth.
And don't forget, they've only been targeting elves.
Cam, you take out the piece of cloth, and as you examine it in your hands, you realize it is a super soft silk. And pulling apart the fibers, they almost disintegrate in your hand. It appears to be made of spider silk.
On this realization, I think, like, you're going to see, like, Cam's face, like, sink a little bit, and, like, he'll, like, shakily hand it to you.
Do we know when these murders happen?
At night, I'm assuming, right, Dan? That's when...
That's what they told me at the table over there, that it occurred at night.
Can we narrow that down?
I can safely assume that it's after closing, because when I talked to Mara, a lovely dwarf woman back there, she told me that after she was done drinking for the night, and she can drink, boy howdy, I tell you, that when she closed her tap, which is definitely closing time, she goes out, she smokes by the water. And that's when she saw the symbol around the night of the murder. And then we know for a fact that the first murder took place of a barmaid in here after they closed. It's got to be early into the hours of the morning.
Do we know which murder was by the bench by the harbor?
Well, I figure the drow can come out at night. I mean, they're like underground people. They really don't like the sun, from what I understand.
No, they don't.
A bit like vampires?
Gross.
You're being dramatic. What time does this place close, and what time is it now?
It closes at 2, and currently it's about midnight.
I mean, we have about 2 hours to get some good information out the rest of this bar. When they close up shop, we can hang out around those dark, dimly lit alleyways back there and see what's going on.
I think that's perfect. And obviously me and you will be bait, and I really need you, Dan, on your best behavior, and I need you on your A game.
Yeah, you might want to sober up a little bit there, Dan.
Have some crackers and drink some water.
Cup of coffee?
What about me, guys?
You haven't been drinking, and I trust you, Tay. All right, you all right? This one's a liability.
Well, luckily they got pretzel sticks at the bar, so that'll really help me out.
Do they have food, man? Get a sandwich? You were talking about wings one day. Just get a sandwich and a coffee, and we'll get on your P's and Q's real quick.
Oh, don't worry. Believe me, I'm a professional drinker. I just need a whole lot of bread. Hopefully they got butter.
El, you think I could borrow a little coin?
We've just been throwing money out everywhere the entire night. True. How much do you need?
5 dragons.
I hand him the 5 dragons.
I'm on a minor illusion, the image he described with the spider and the compass, like on my forearm. I'm like, go to where they were gambling, sit down and have it out, obviously, where everyone could see.
Hey, you mind if I join in?
You go and sit down, and they're at what appears to be a dice game. They're playing a game where you roll a couple of dice in order, and whoever gets closer to 21 wins. It's a game called Boulder's Bones, invented in Boulder's Gate. So you have a seat. There's only two other people at the table with you. A scruffy-looking gnome who is sitting on top of, like, a stack of books, and a purple-skinned male tiefling with
ram's horns that curl down. I think similar to yours.
Yeah, right? I have the exact same horns.
He's kind of ripping your style. He has dark hair, though. You can sit down.
So what are we playing?
So the dealer, he says, it's Boulder's Bones. You know how to play?
No, but willing to learn.
Gold ante.
All right, and I'll set down a gold.
Sure, everybody puts in their gold. What are you trying to accomplish with this?
Just trying to see if anyone's eyes perk up at the symbol.
Why don't you roll me a luck check? All right, so what that means is pick even or odd, roll the dice. If you get it, you get what you want. Okay, so what do you want, even or odd? Okay, roll the dice.
Two.
You get your gold back along with their two.
Do I notice anyone's eyes?
You do not notice anything of the like.
Have y'all heard anything about any murders around here lately?
The gnome, he sort of speaks up and he'll say, I heard something about a serial killer.
A serial killer?
Yeah.
We don't get many of those around here.
No.
Do tell.
I heard from what I heard, they use a magic wand made of pure metal to kill their victim before chopping their heads off.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it, though. I heard they're only killing elves and half-elves.
Whew, well, that's a lot of skin off my back.
Yeah. But you never know. The killer may have already chosen his victim when you came in the door. No, I'm just kidding.
That gnome is intense.
Yeah.
I'll pass him back his gold.
Oh, very nice. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for the info.
No problem.
And I'll play one more game.
Sure. Roll another luck check.
Six.
You win three gold again. You guys currently are in the hole three gold.
Okay, that's not as bad as I thought it was.
I already paid the first part of it. Yep, yeah, so another three.
Can I do one last thing while we're at this bar? That's a little crazy.
You can do whatever you want.
I'm not sure if I want to do this in the bar or when we leave. Do I notice... Is this like a very sanitary bar, or are there like rats everywhere and shit?
Make a perception check.
It's a 17.
Oh. They probably have some rats.
This is going to be real weird.
The floor is a little sticky.
Okay. I'm assuming like the rats are kind of like shoot off into the corner kind of thing.
I mean, you don't see any rats, but you can tell there's rats.
I'm going to try and find a rat if I can.
You're going to investigate for rats?
Yeah.
This is great. Describe this process to me, please.
Cam is like in this like really elegant looking elf form, like walking around and like looking under tables, see if there's like food scraps or like little holes in the wall or like if there's anything scurrying on the floor. Just looking. It definitely looks weird, but like Cam doesn't care about being weird. Like that's never been a thing for him.
Are you doing this as Cam?
No, this is still as the elf, yeah. I'm not dropping that persona for a little bit.
Okay. Why don't you make me a investigation check?
11.
You see where a hole is in the side of this, because it's a ship, right? This is like a moored ship. You can see holes where rats go in and out of the walls of the ship, but yeah, you don't see any specifically.
This is going to be crazy, but it's something I've been wanting to try since we were doing an investigation thing and rats see a lot of shit that people don't see. I can once per day, because I'm fey touched, cast speak with animals on myself, and I'm going to try like
calling out for rats
into the hole. Just be like, do I have any little friends in here? As I'm kind of like leaned up against the wall.
Timidly, you see a twitching nose appear on the edge of the hole, out of the darkness.
Hello, my fine little friend. I mean you no harm. I just want to know a little bit of information about the goings-on around here. You guys see all and know all. You are noble creatures. And I just want to know, you guys seen any horrifying murderous acts around here lately?
Who the fuck are you? What the fuck are you doing in my front yard asking me fucking questions?
Oh, my friend, I can surely get you some food if I'm...
Food? You think I need food? You're at my fucking house, dude.
I will leave post-haste. There are some people in danger, and I want to make sure people are all right, you know? You look after your own, I'm trying to look after my own and your own at the same time. Deadly people are deadly people.
Make a persuasion check.
Oh, that's... That's a 22.
Okay.
If it gets you off my fucking lawn, what do you want to know?
Have you seen any sort of dark-skinned elves? Kind of looks like me, but grayer skin, darker skin around these parts lately.
You a fucking rat?
No, I don't think so. I had to cast a spell to speak with you.
All right, I'll tell you what I know. I have seen a strange-looking fella like that before. What's it to you?
I just want to stop him from hurting people, that's all. He may be coming after me or one of my friends next. I want to make sure the right people are dying.
All right, what the fuck about him then?
Have you seen him tonight?
The rat will say.
Yeah, I have seen him tonight. I seen him on Moldy Crate Road.
Well, you have been a fine help. If there's anything I can do for you other than getting out of your front yard, you please let me know. You seem like a mighty fine fellow. I'm sorry I ruffled your feathers the wrong way, or fur, as it were.
Just get it fucking right, douchebag.
I am so terribly sorry, but if you are ever looking for help or even some friendship, do let me know.
Friendship? Get the fuck out of here.
All right, then. Damn. And I'm going to make my way back to the group after speaking with this rat.
He scurries away like,
fucking foreigners.
Jesus. This guy sucks.
This is like a strange scene of like Cam like talking into a hole.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, like what the fuck were you doing?
The gentleman we're looking for has been around these parts tonight.
The group has convened at a table. It is getting later in the night, almost to the early morning. What would you guys like to do?
All right, so what do we know?
So there is a gentleman that has been seen here tonight that matches the description. Not here tonight, but in this area that has been matching the description of what we're looking for. Rat told me he was over near Moldy Crate Street.
I think we should try to make a move on that. We should probably also keep an eye on that drunk half-elf over there. He seems like an easy mark for this murderer here, but if we try to make a better target, then we can probably find him.
So are we saying that this whole shit that we just did was unnecessary?
No, we got a lot of information.
No, not the information. The fact that I just paid for everybody in the bar.
No. Listen.
No, it's great.
El, I kind of made some more money, and I'll pass you back 8 dragons.
Now, see, Tay is a team player.
He's earning for the company.
All right, so your rat friend.
I would not call us friends. He was very hostile.
Moldy Crate Street?
Isn't that not a street down here?
That describes, like, every alley and roadway in this area.
Tay, I'm not from here. You got places called Dock Street, Front Street, Back Street, Over Street, High Street. How am I supposed to know Moldy Crate Street don't exist?
Well, I say we go to the back streets, boys.
Why don't me and you just pretend to be drunker than the drunk guy and see if we can draw attention to us? Give me one of those beers. And I'm going to grab a beer and just dump it on my shirt so I look like a mess and I smell like a mess. I think we split up and 2 and 2, and you guys are guiding your drunk friend.
I mean, how loud can you yell? Because if we find him and we're too far apart, that might be a problem.
Okay, then 2 friends are guiding 2 drunk friends home?
Yeah, I think that's a mighty fine idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
If it's a drow, we probably shouldn't split up.
Oh, yeah, those guys are bad news from what I understand.
What time is it?
1 a.m.
I mean, we start early. We just kind of patrol around, you know, see if we can get him to make his move.
Okay, let's get out of here.
As we're, like, walking out, like, I'm very loudly going to say, oh, my dear family, it's been a mighty fine night of drinking. You know an after-hours spot we could find around these parts?
Let's fucking go find it.
Oh, you could wander a little bit. Set feet to the earth.
We can't feed the earth.
No, feet.
Go.
Your feet to the earth.
Oh, I know a spot. Come on, fellas, I'll take you there.
And I'm going to kind of like stumble a little bit back and forth, like really ham up the fact that I'm trying to be drunk.
Same. I'm going to...
Why don't both of you make performance checks?
20.
19.
Okay. So you guys aren't too bad. Who would have known that L is a actor? You leave the Lone Leviathan and you stumble your way through the moonlit streets of the Dock Ward.
Yeah, I'm going to just keep playing up that I'm kind of drunk and then kind of keep stumbling and looking behind me and like stumbling and looking up like the rooftops just to see if I can like see anything moving in the shadows, as tough as that might be.
That is what Cam's doing. What is Tay doing?
Tay is trying to almost stealthily follow them to keep a more open vision of everything.
L, what are you doing?
I'm pretending to be the drunkest person here, so I'm like stumbling into alleyways to like pretend to pee and like on like crates and things like that.
And Magic Gam.
I'm following them, also kind of pretending to be drunk while being also kind of drunk.
Okay. So it seems like the only ones that are really looking out are Cam and Tay.
I also, as like we're stumbling and I'm like around for me, I'm gonna look over to L and say, you know, I heard there was one of them filthy drow around here. I don't want to see one of them tonight. They disgust me.
Yeah, let them go find me, and I was just like, hey, fuck you, man.
Yeah, I heard there are a bunch of spider fuckers anyway.
They're fucking spiders, and they're just, you know.
They're gross.
They're so gross.
They're dirty. They're awful people.
They got webs on their dick. They're gross.
Oh, a web dick drow.
They don't let those guys in anywhere.
Hope I don't see no web dick drow around here.
I need you to stop. That's what I need.
Yeah, stop us from making this worse.
I need Cam to make a perception check. I need Taylan to make a stealth check and then a perception check.
That's an 8.
18.
For stealth. Now roll perception.
18.
You are pretending to be drunk to the point where now you believe that you are drunk.
Yeah.
How long do you guys keep up this ruse? Over an hour?
Over an hour, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I think what I'll try doing is, like, wandering away from the group.
Just wandering in circles, yeah.
Stumbling into alleyways to try to get them, like, no, you're going the wrong way. And then, and just keep being obnoxious.
Awesome. And Taylan, you are darting between alleys, just following after them quietly and carefully.
Yes.
You know, Al, I know you've been having a tough time with your brother lately. But I heard he banged a drow once.
Gross.
Can you believe that? Noble? Sleeping with a drow?
Oh, that sucks so bad. And he got the front fucking page.
The gate didn't fall, but the drow's pants did.
I hear they got it.
Tay, you noticed this figure while your friends were being drunk. As you pass by this alley, almost missing him. In the alleyway, when you turn, you will see pure darkness. However, a crooked white grin curls in the darkness, almost supernaturally large, and a hooded, gray-skinned figure just appears into the moonlight. Laughing.
Casting thaumaturgy. Making my voice louder. Guys, get back here now!
You all hear Tay and quickly turn around as emerging from the darkness, there is a drow. Long and slender, wearing all black with a black tattered cloak. He draws out this crooked blade, and there is this supernaturally long grin on his face. He looks at Tay, but then turns towards L, who is down the alley a little ways. And he says,
I found you, you filthy fucking half-blood.
I think he's talking to you, Cam.
He's not talking to me. I don't even look like this. And I'm just like drop the whole facade and go like completely gray.
Is he actively moving towards L?
He turns his back almost to you and begins marching towards L.
I'm going to draw my staff on him and cast Witch Bolt.
We are very grateful to everyone listening out there. If you enjoy our podcast, consider supporting us by becoming a patron on our Patreon. All the support we get goes right back into making this podcast as epic as it possibly can be. We appreciate all the love and support. I'm Dungeon Lord Jay, and this has been Quest.
I can speak with animals. It's no big deal. Don't worry about that.
That's a huge fucking deal.
Well, you know, it's I've been to many lands before this one and spoke to things that would baffle, confuse, and break your mind.
Have you talked to Meow Cellini?
Meow Cellini, how do you feel about your current accommodations?
I like it. It's a pretty good.
gonna go real racist Italian on the. Yeah, I just went Volo on it. I was trying to avoid it, but I still did it.
It's a little dry, but I think it's gonna make it work.
Is there anything else you need, my fine furry friend?
Yes, could you scratch my ears?
No, of course I can. I just never wanted to. I didn't want to impose. I'm very much about consent.
Now I'm going
to
bite you.
No, Salini, you can't tell me and it's okay. You can't just be biting people. And I'll, like, hold my hand out to, like, try and give him a little scratch behind the ear.
Oh, I really like that. No, I'm going to bite you.
God damn it, now, Salini. All right, well, he thinks the food's a little dry, but it's fine enough for him.
Oh, also, if you could get a little bigger pocket for me to sit in, it's a little tight in there since I'm a little bigger.
You might want to get him a little bigger pocket or some satchel or something to hold him in. Something a little nicer, a little more room padded on the inside, you know.
Okay, could you scratch my ears one more time? I promise not to bite you.
I don't believe you, Mousselini.
I promise, then go ahead.
If you bite me, Mousselini, we're going to have a lifelong feud, I promise you.
Oh, no, go ahead.
And I'll go to scratch him again.
Oh, it's so good. Now I bite you.